I am Sunshine Look Alive, and I am doing the 5 points of the Lone Star Challenge for Texas Independence Day, because I was actually born in Austin, Texas, even though I haven't lived there in 20-something years. And right now I am joined by my cat, Ben, because he is sitting on my lap. He will not move. He is 13 pounds. I do not have a say in this. So number one is, what stereotypes do you believe to be true about Texas? Okay, so let me first off point out that my dad still lives there. My birth father does. And that man is a bona fide redneck. When I was younger and I visited him for a little bit, he took his truck. He put monster truck tires, on the truck, proceeded to cut the back end off so it was now a monster truck convertible. And I am not fucking shitting you. My birth father actually did this. Because I simply remember us driving to the family reunion, me trying to hold on to my hat, because we were in a monster truck convertible. And the man also chews tobacco like it's going out of style. Like, if I smell Copenhagen, it automatically reminds me of him. And he would do that thing where he would spit it out in his beer cup, and that's how his girlfriend's son figured out not to take a drink out of dad's beer. Can you try your best Texas accent? And no, I cannot. I'm terrible at accents. I am very much city girl. Most I can do is, hey y'all, watch this, and that's about it. If you lived in Texas, what city town would you want and why? I've actually considered moving back to Austin, Texas, because I would love to be able to work for the company called Rooster Teeth, if you don't know who they are. They are like fucking cool as shit, and I would just kill to work there, like be a rider or something like that. But then I looked at how much the price of living is there compared to here where I'm at now, and I'm not digging that. Not at all. What things do you like about Texas or think you would like about Texas? I always like the way it smells, especially out in the country. A lot of people have horses and cows and stuff. Because it would always smell really nice. And I like the way, I guess, horse manure smells. Horse shit, if you want to call it that. I always really dug that. Especially my grandmother, she actually had a horse stable and she had horses for a little bit. And I always liked the way it smelled. Especially that hay and the oats. Ooh, smells so good. But I also really liked all the fields of the bluebonnets. They're ridiculously pretty. Ridiculously pretty. It's a big thing there, like a tourist thing. People will take pictures in the bluebonnets because they're both like. I have a photo of me and my brother in the bluebonnets when we were. He was about 5. I was only like 11 months old because that's when we were going from Texas to California. And you can barely see us in the bluebonnets. Well, that's what I always like about Texas. End this challenge by singing Deep in the Heart of Texas or your favorite country song. I'm a terrible singer. I will warn you ahead of time. So if you want to turn it off now, I will not blame you. I really don't want to sing. I'm terrible at it. Okay. Gonna shine up my boots. Gonna go into town. Gonna scrape up $20. I'm gonna throw it around. And that's all I can remember. I blanked out. I hate singing. I really, really do. Alright, so that was the 5 points of the Lone Star Challenge for our Texan guy. I'm sorry for ruining your time.